This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Hong Kong police on Monday said they arrested 36 people in the latest round of weekend pro-democracy protests. VOA's Peter McLeod has more.
As Hong Kong protesters hurled objects at police late Sunday and early Monday, several police officers drew their weapons and one fired a warning shot into the air, according to a statement from the city's police force. It was the first time police have used live rounds during the protests. The protesters say they are demonstrating against what they see as an erosion of rights under the one country, two systems arrangement under which Beijing assumed control of the territory. The protests in the major Asian finance center are the biggest threat to peace there since Britain handed over control of Hong Kong to China in 1997. Peter McLeod, VOA News.
Brazilian troops are heading to the Amazon to fight fires that have swept the region. VOA's Penny Dixon has more.
Brazil's defense minister says 44,000 troops will be available for unprecedented operations to put out the fires, and forces are heading to six Brazilian states that asked for federal help. President Jair Bolsonaro has tried to temper global concern, saying the areas that have burned were already deforested, while intact rainforest was spared. Brazilian government satellite monitors have recorded more than 41,000 fires in the Amazon region so far this year, with more than half of those coming this month alone. Penny Dixon, VOA News.
G7 leaders are wrapping up a summit dominated by tensions over U.S. trade policies and a surprise visit by Iran's top diplomat. U.S. President Donald Trump and summit host French President Emmanuel Macron will finish off the three-day summit with a joint news conference. But first, the leaders of the Group of Seven are holding a string of meetings on various issues. From Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump says serious negotiations with China will begin after the